Man, this intro is going to be a quick one tomorrow, so soak this one up for all it's worth. Masters, you know, come on, it's Masters week. All I'm doing at work tomorrow is streaming and skating by, so get ready to hear the Micro Machines man do the intro tomorrow. Today, Wednesday, April 6th, what do we do on the show? We spun that wheel of wow once again, but we had an instrumental theme today. Mattress Mac, our favorite bettor, he is back in black. We got some financial tips from Business Insider that I'll get your blood boiling. It's New Beers Eve. Song Stories today featured No Surrender from Springsteen, and comedian Christian Finnegan was back. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
It was a mother. I mean, and I don't have a long drive, and it was a mother driving in
here. It was awful.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
I mean, it really is. Folks, be really careful on the road. There are people sliding all over the place already. I mean, make sure your lights are on, and you're not staying on top of somebody's ass as you're driving along, because next thing you know, you're going to be in their trunk. But this rain is just going to be with us all day long. But it is an Oh Wow Wednesday, and a special one at that, because today, for the first time, it's the instrumental Wheel of Wow. And I think what I'll do is, because I don't, you know, instrumental, there aren't a lot of rock instrumentals. I mean, there's a good deal, but I mean, it's not as many as there are, like, you know, rock songs. So I think when it comes to the listener pick, I think what I might do is the one song that gets suggested the most would be the listener pick this morning.
All right.
So, but if you've got an instrumental, as long as it's a rock instrumental, and you know what, I'll even stretch it out a little bit. You want to get like a little Booker T, Green Onions in there? Yeah, I'm cool. More than willing to accept that. You know, you've got instrumentals from the Almonds, from ELO. God, there's plenty of them. If you've got one, text it on into us to MGK at 645-645. And maybe this morning, your pick, your instrumental pick, will make it on the wheel. I'm surprised this story didn't come around sooner, but I guess it took a couple of days to straighten out. Mattress Mac.
Yeah.
Is close to being back in the black.
I saw this. Yeah.
Okay.
Good for him.
What, he won?
Yeah.
He placed $8 million on Kansas.
Oh, man. That must have been a horrible first half for
and
him.
I think I think his hedge hit, too, because he had UNC with the points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, it paid off $11.2 million. All right. Prior to that, he lost $19 million with. You know, he had the Bengals winning the Super Bowl, Alabama winning the national championship game, and the Patriots and Titans winning their respective titles.
He's the mattress guy version of Drake. When Drake would root for a team and you knew that team was going to lose.
Yeah, instant mush. Everyone on Twitter was fading him for that game.
Foolishly. Supposedly, it works out well. He's making up the rest of the money on the corresponding furniture promos.
Correct.
That he got out of it.
Because if his team loses, the people have to pay up.
Right, exactly. So he made the money.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of money, I know how fast you guys are going to react to this, because you understand finance.
Yes,
you understand. You know. In a recent article in Business Insider, economists have recommended that Americans set aside $5,200 a year to deal with inflation and energy prices.
Okay, cool. What's the headquarters phone number?
Right, it's not on here.
No, our headquarters phone number.
I see where you're going. Shrewd.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out now. Should that come out of VR budget, or should I just downsize my yacht?
Yeah, right.
I mean, recommending to Americans just stash it. There were some Americans who don't make $10,000 a year. Those are the people who are always helping with the turkey drop.
Yeah, of course. Right?
And they come up with this. Now, I understand the math behind it, but putting it out there, come on.
Maybe don't print $1 trillion budgets every year. Maybe don't add trillions of dollars out of nowhere, out of thin air.
You know, half the population that can't cover a one, you know, because they always tell you have $1,000 set aside for an emergency.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I'll have that $1,000 set aside, and then I'll have another $5,200 set aside over here. I got a lot of asides.
It's that easy.
I don't have a lot of money to put in those asides.
Who am I, Mattress Mac?
Exactly. today, the Wheel of Wow, Oh Wow Wednesday has returned, and the special Wheel of Wow today, it's all instrumentals, and someone put in Glad from Traffic. So thinking of Steve Winwood there. Okay, there's a good suggestion. If you've got one, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That is 645-645. And because there is a limited amount of instrumentals for us to play, I think what we'll do with the listener pick, if it lands on listener pick, we'll get the one that has the most suggestions. Although, I got to tell you, I mean, there are a lot of suggestions for Mason Williams' Classical Gas.
Really?
Right, yeah. You know, so yep, we got it. We'll get to it. Sparks by the Who is in there. All right. The James Bond theme by the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Yeah, who's pandering? Who is that?
That's John Foster. He's pandering to you, Dave.
Yeah, of course. Right? There's no chance.
So if you've got one, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. You know, this could be interesting. You know, what else could we do with the wheel? Like, if it's instrumental this week, can we do, are there enough drum-centric songs? That we can do, like, you know, drum-centric ones?
Yeah, right. Heck yeah.
Right. And then maybe like
massive guitar solo songs.
Yeah, massive guitar solo songs. All right. Yeah. We do, you know, we'll keep it open. If you got a suggestion for that, you can text that in as well. You got a suggestion, Cindy?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at traffic.
The pause said is it all.
All your suggestions were great, whatever they
thank
were.
Thank you so much.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
By the way, today is a very special holiday. I'm sure you two will celebrate once you know what it is.
Oh, God.
April 6th.
April 6th.
It's Master's Eve, right? But that doesn't land on April 6th.
Yeah. Right.
I got nothing.
Only Dave would mention Master's Eve.
Well, of course. The par 3 contest.
Yeah, I've been watching live at the Masters every night.
Same here. I've been watching a practice range for 2 days now, focused on one person.
Really? Yeah. Masters Week, John.
I know,
friends.
And Steve is going. Did you hear about this, Cindy? Steve's going into Masters?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to come,
Sim? Very excited. All
right. No.
Don't think about it a long time. No, today, the 6th. Well, actually, see, tomorrow is a very important day in history.
Yes, the start of the Masters.
No, not the start of the Masters. It was on April 7th in 1933. That prohibition came to an end.
Oh, okay.
And
I'll second that.
Today is New Beer's Eve.
That's great.
New Beer's Eve. It was around. Prohibition went on for 13 years and raised the crime level in this country so high. So to celebrate New Beer's Eve.
Beer. I'm going for a beer.
Beer is good.
How about a beer?
I liked beer.
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse a
beer.
I could really use a beer.
Beer.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
You know, we have spoken to Steven Van Zandt, and if you've watched any of the Springsteen specials, you begin to realize that, you know, Bruce Springsteen might be the boss on stage and in life, but when they get into the studio, Steve Van Zandt is the boss. All right, he's the guy who he can maneuver Bruce around and make changes on songs. And when it comes to No Surrender, they weren't going to put that on Born in the USA, but Steve insisted on it. And Matt Weinberg says that it was the next to last song that they recorded off for that album, and well, it's his favorite.
Take 5 was used. I remember that because we did it about 6 or 7 times, and Take 5 had everything. It had a fantastic propulsion, and it's one of my favorite performances of my own personal self, to tell you the truth, because we really hit a great groove on that one. And the lyrics, that was the strength of the E Street Band, I believe, in that everybody took that idea of not retreating, not surrendering to heart when we hit the stage, because you knew for the next 4 or 5 hours you were going to get these people playing their heart outs for you.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Time now.
Wow.
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 Yes, indeed. The Wheel of Wow. And today it is all instrumental songs. We've got a lot of suggestions coming in. I'm hoping to find some of these, right? I mean, it is so widespread. Give you an idea what is sitting on the wheel this morning, because we got to go through them all. You got ELO's Fire on High, Eric Johnson with Cliffs of Dover, Santana, Soul Sacrifice, Focus, Hocus Pocus by Focus. The Who, either the overture or underture, will flip a coin to make a decision on that. The Allmans, Jessica, Traffic from Traffic's Glad, all right. Edgar Winter, Frankenstein, Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions, Beck's Bolero, and the rest are all listener picks. So now it's just a matter of spinning that wheel, Steve. All right.
Wow. Post-it notes flapping.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to redo the board.
It was a nice touch.
Don't blame me.
Looks like Memento.
I did it with all post-it notes. All right. Where will it stop? Where will it stop? Where will it stop? Oh, we just missed. Oh, wow. This is a shocker. This is something that you do not hear often, folks. But there it is. Are you ready for it?
Not yet. I spelled it wrong. There you go.
You spelled it wrong? Okay. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. From Eric Johnson. Cliffs of Dover.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Saturday night, he will be at the Arden Guild Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. You can get tickets through ardenconcerts.com. He is the ever-lovely, the wonderfully talented, and a really, really good shopper, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Finnegan. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. What an intro. Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I've got to ask straight off. Now, I can't tell. Is that a sweater or a sweatshirt you're wearing? Right.
It is it's a cowl neck sweater, I think. Purchased at a very little boutique you might know called The Gap.
Okay. Because I was wondering, because it looked fashionable, and I was wondering if it was Costco.
It is not Costco, unfortunately. Uh-huh. A man can't dress on Costco alone. You have to broaden your wardrobe. A little Costco, a little Gap. Little Old Navy, you know.
Have you been on any recent, because that's where we left off the last time we spoke. Have you been on any recent Costco adventures?
I try to put it off as long as I can. You know, my wife owns a business and she needs certain things that she needs you can only get at Costco. Uh-huh. And so once every 6 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks, she sends me into battle and I say a little prayer first and I psych myself up and I head on in like it's the Battle of the Bulge.
Do you have something going on with Eric Estrada?
I mean, doesn't everyone?
No. Well, I saw an Instagram post about you feeling Eric Estrada's chest.
Yes, it was a high point of my life.
Okay, what is this?
Well, years ago, probably 10 years ago at this point or something like that, I was on a show called Are We There Yet?
Uh-huh.
It's a show that your listeners may be familiar with by seeing it playing on the treadmill at 3 o'clock at the gym. It is a family sitcom that I was on, and we would have just a ton of guest stars from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Estrada was on an episode, and I got to give him a little booby squeeze.
Wow. Why?
Oh, just for the heck of it. It wasn't even on camera. It was just at craft services. If I recall, the character he was playing was like a fitness guru guy, uh-huh, and was constantly making people like feel how muscly his chest was. I gave him a little nipple tickle as well, just a little extra.
Two questions then: one, is his hair real? And two, are his teeth real?
His hair is absolutely not real, okay. And he will make jokes about it like constantly. He'll bring attention to the fact that it is absolutely not real. And I mean, are any celebrities' teeth real at this point? It's so funny when you're watching a show like, you know, Outlander or, you know, some period piece and all these medieval or, you know, White Reformation people are just have these pearly bathroom urinal teeth.
I never realized it, but your first name isn't Christian?
It is not. It is Fletcher.
Fletcher Christian.
Yes, Fletcher.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Was somebody a Mutiny on the Bounty fan?
You know, I wish. I've asked my dad a dozen times, like, surely you would, like, read Mutiny on the Bounty? He's like, no. My older brother was named after my father's father, and so I was named after my mother's father, but they wanted to call me Chris, so Fletcher Christian is just sort of where they landed. But I'm super fascinated with Fletcher Christian now.
And Fletcher is such a cool name. But Fletcher Finnegan wouldn't play.
Yeah, Fletcher Finnegan. Sounds like Fletcher Finnegan from the Daily Sun. Like, I should have a fedora with a little card that says Scoop on it.
Speaking of hats, from what I understand, you are a fan of the Tibetan smoking hat?
Well, I was. There was certainly a period. You know how history sort of gets rewritten over time? And people always think that it went straight from hair metal to Nirvana. You know, that there was... Everybody had big hairspray and acid wash jeans, and then all of a sudden everybody's wearing flannels and goatees. But there was this little period in the late 80s, early 90s, at least around New York where I was living, where a lot of people were wearing these sort of Tibetan sweaters and hats, and they kind of had that world music-y vibe to them. Like the bassist for Pearl Jam kind of would wear stuff like that.
Okay.
I wore a Tibetan smoking cap every day for about 3 years, and I thought I was the height of fashion, but I've been told that was incorrect.
This is a fashion craze that I missed.
I think you had to literally be in college at that time to really have been a part of it.
Is that the hat with the two long strings on the side?
No, it is not. It is not the one with the little dangly things. It's the kind where it's really like a really colorful band around your forehead.
Right.
And then it's like one color on top. And the forehead part can kind of flap down.
Okay. It's hard,
you know.
Think of Neil Peart from Rush.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly. Yes.
Okay. It's like a do-rag without the cape.
Yes, it's a world music do-rag.
The one with the strings on the sides were people who were not Orthodox Jews but wanted to feel like one.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yes. So is this show that going to be in DeBellaware, is this going to be you and the other two guys?
Is this No, this is just you.
This is just
little old me.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm super excited. I've never performed at this venue before, but I have a couple friends who have, and they said they had a great time. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope people can make it out.
Well, we should tell them that it's a Saturday night at Arden Guild Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. Tickets are available through ardenconcerts.com. Christian Finnegan will be there. And we're going to be there, too.
Holy.
In spirit.
Oh, exactly.
Christian Finnegan, our guest.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.